Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of August 2018, and this is the 864th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's very chilly this morning, and I'm trying to podcast and keep my gloves on at the same time, which I do hope will be okay. It's okay as long as the screen doesn't go blank. And also, I'm going to try not to sniff. It's so cold, my nose is running. It's probably about 2 or 3 degrees at the moment, maybe 3, maybe 4, but still pretty chilly. The snow on the mountain comes down as far as I can see, and in fact it was going to fall so low last night that it looked as if it was going to be probably coating the top of Knocklofty. And my plan was to go to the top of Knocklofty today and just see whether I might be able to walk in some snow, which I would love to do. I have been missing. But I've just been to the cafe for the first time for this morning quiz, the first time of doing that since the last time I spoke to you. And some of the quiz people just gave me a bag of oranges that they've grown in their backyard. So I'm actually carrying about 3 kilos of oranges on my back. And so I don't think I'll be going to the top. I wonder how your week has been, your week of getting on with your lives, or maybe you've been spending some time being able to close the outside world out and focus entirely on whatever's most important to you. It's quite strange coming back from a week out where Australian politics have kind of completely changed face, and, well, not completely changed face, total geschmozzle as usual, but so much seems to have changed, and yet nothing has. Nothing has changed that I would have been able to do anything about. And it's quite a good reminder that we don't need to be caught up in the everyday of things as they change. It's okay to just allow things to happen for a little while. It's lovely being in Knocklofty, even with all these oranges on my back. I'm astonished that it can be so cold and that they've picked 9 bags of oranges over the weekend, that this tree full of these sunny fruit can produce when it's so chilly. One of the trickier things about the this writing, intense writing week, is coming out the other end and appreciating what the week was, which, I mean, it was fantastic, and I'm going to go back over some of the things that were said and just have a sort of page, I think, in my notebook of things that I want to remember from that time. And I've got quite a lot more thoughts under my belt and quite a lot more words as well, but not that many. But coming out this end, it's at the end of a week like that that is so intense, it's quite exhausting as well. And the abandonment of any domestic work during that time, you know, becomes evident when you come out of it the other end. And it can feel a bit flat. You've been kind of working solidly with a group of other people, getting to know them and just being cheered on by them, really, and then suddenly it's all gone. I was really lucky that I had a writing cave following the last day, and so was able to write in company for a few hours, and that really felt as if it moved me through, because you can just feel depleted, and the work can feel a bit depleted if you don't acknowledge it in some way. There's a wind coming up, but I think I'm below the wind level, so I can hear it rather than feel it. You can probably hear it too. The other thing that feels strange when you come out at the other end is using your voice, actually talking to people. And when people talk to you, it feels a bit overwhelming to start with. And it makes me realise how much sound I'm used to having in my life. Even living alone, I tend to listen to a lot of audio reading and audio drama. But all that is sort of incoming noise, even though it may be very entertaining noise and educational noise. Learn a lot and enjoy it. It all pushes what I'm writing out of my mind, distracts me from it, as does reading other books. And I suspect, as I grow older, that I'm a bit less able to keep a lot of things in my head, or to manage. I suppose it's a matter of switching rather than what I can keep in my head, of switching quickly between somebody else's story and my own. So I think these weeks, whether they're done in this kind of solitary but in company kinds of way, or whether they're just me taking a solitary week out to write, I think they're going to become increasingly essential, and that I need to anyway cut back on what I listen to and read. One of the lovely things about last week one of the many lovely things was a real sense of playfulness with my work and of possibility with it. I've spent so long trying to figure things out, and just almost deadening the creative aspect of the work. And it's tricky at this point, where there is a lot of organisational stuff that needs to be done, that I need to make sure that it flows, that it's logical, that the story's clear, all those things. They do need to be done, and the editing needs to be done. I need to cut things out and rearrange and think at a macro level. So all those things need to be done, and yet often the solutions to the issues that I have, even structural solutions, are more likely to come from playing with it. And I found, again, drawing, even though I'd set out to draw some scenes to see if it would loosen me up, and I started by just squaring off creating a kind of sets of squares and arrows and things on a page. Even the act of doing that freed my mind into thinking about the story in different ways, or imagining it in different ways, not thinking about it. It's that recognition that one does have a kind of intelligence that doesn't involve this conscious thought. It's beautiful being up here. I thought it was going to be quite wet this morning. But certainly that was what they were suggesting last night. Forecast, but the sky is pretty blue. It can change very quickly. The cloud on the mountain, the mountain's now covered with cloud again. So maybe the fact that I'm wearing a raincoat is not that silly. I bumped into someone as I was coming up to the beginning of the Knocklofty walk, and I told her about the oranges I had on my back, and how it might rather foreshorten my walk. She suggested I just ate them. This vision of me eating 40 oranges. Dropping the peel like Hansel and Gretel. Although the birds ate their crumbs, didn't they? So there was no rescue. thinking of the this subterranean intelligence, I had to remind myself several times during last week to relinquish looking things up in books and I was looking along my bookshelves and there's this one book I've got called Inquire Within, and the title was so apt for what I felt was really good advice that I've adopted it for my tabletop until I remember to inquire within rather than without when I'm faced with a dilemma, when I think I don't know the facts. I need really to just make a note of it. I think one of the things that happens that's so tempting about chasing facts is that for me often it's within those facts that illumination comes. When I say often, not nearly as often as it's a complete waste of time to look things up, but often enough for it to be very, very tempting. There's a lot of wattle out at the moment, which gives you this lovely yellow brightness against the blue sky. Just come out from being within the trees to being alongside them. It's very tempting to head higher up. We'll see. I think I might pause this now and do some gentle thinking and see whether I go up any higher or whether I head home. Well, I'm home and I'm snug and I'm rather glad that I decided not to go to the summit this morning. I think that I'd have got very, very wet and there would have been very little snow, probably none, because the sun, when it does come up, is quite hot and melts things almost straight away. And it did get sunny for a little bit and then it started pouring, so I came home, but it was lovely going up, even with my oranges, and I came home, and then I've just been over to the other side of town, to South Hobart, and
I was very lucky to have been able to borrow a car to go and not have to take my bicycle. Just listening to Next Door, on Friday night, there was an extremely noisy party. When I say extremely noisy, that's really unfair. It was not a musically noisy party, but lots of shouts and hysteria and so on, and it went on until about 3 a.m. And it was the night of the full moon as well, and I just lay in bed wishing it would stop, and of course it didn't. And it was right outside my garden, my bedroom window. Their garden was next door, and they were outside. And I suspect that this teenager has been left in charge of the house, because it was pretty rowdy during the day yesterday, and I've just heard some pretty rowdy behaviour just now, and I'm hoping that it doesn't go all night. But who knows? Anyway, it's even though it's so cold, they seem to enjoy being outside. I think what I'm going to do is I put on some noise-cancelling earphones, and when I've uploaded this, I'm going to work a little bit more on my novel. I want to do this, I think this is a habit that I got into last week, was doing a couple of hours, 3 or 4 times a day, so that I had quite a lot of breaks, but it kept the main story in my mind. So although I can't keep it up with quite such intensity, I'm going to at least do that twice a day, and with any luck 3 times a day. So that is me today. I do hope that you've had a good day, and I really do hope that you had a good week, with whatever you were doing, whatever you were working on, or that you were having a really good break from it. I realise that in Europe it is August and a lot of people are taking time off at the moment. So if that's you, I hope you have a fantastic break. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.